Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I'm your host, as usual, Kevin Long, bringing you inspiring stories and practical advice from 15 years of helping business professionals start, build, or grow their companies by writing and leveraging a book. Each week, we explore the world of leaving the corporate rut and transforming into successful entrepreneurs, making a significant impact in the world of business. So if you're feeling boxed in by your 9-to-5 and dreaming of entrepreneurial freedom, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Hi, and welcome to episode 2. Very excited. The first one went down a storm. Lots of people, lots of comments, so appreciate all that. So this week's podcast is going to be, what is your why? Everybody has a why when they get up in the morning, and I'm going to actually tell you my story. It's a very poignant story, actually, but this was the reason that I'm still doing this all these years later. But back in the day, most of you know, if you know my story, that I'd lost everything in 2008 and had to go down, you know, in the banking crash and property crash, and had to go back on the tools as a carpenter. But I was too overweight and I didn't really enjoy it. And I built Baby Steps as my sideline hustle, really, while I was back on the tools as a carpenter. But my reason or my why came this one day near Christmas in 2013. And my brother called me. He lived in North Wales at the time, saying he was a radio station manager at a radio station. And he said to me, one of my DJs has written a book. He wants you to publish it for him. So I said, okay. I said, I'll come down. So I arranged to go down for the weekend and see this guy. But when I got to the radio station, there was a little old guy there called Martin. And he was from Ireland, and he was one of Andy's disc jockeys, and he explained to me that he'd written a book, and he'd like to get it published. So I took his manuscript and gave him my web details so we can have a look, and I read it. Now, I usually ask people to, you know, send me 3 chapters just so I can get a feel for it and to see if it's worth publishing. And that's what I usually do. But when I took Martin's manuscript home, you know, back to my brother's house, I read the whole book, and it made me cry, which is something I never used to do back then. I just felt compelled that I had to publish this book. It was amazing. So I went back to the radio station the next day and said to him, look, I'm going to publish it. And he said, look, I have to, you know, hold you there, Kevin. He said, obviously I've got savings. He said, but I can't afford your services. I said, I don't care. I said, I've felt compelled to publish this. And anyway, he was saying, you know, I don't do nothing for nothing, stubborn old guy. But I just said, well, look, you know, I'm still doing this part-time, even though I've been doing it a few years. Let me publish the book, because this message needs to get out to the world. I said, and you can just give me a testimonial. Anyway, he agreed. So a few months later, this was in the autumn of 2013, and I published his book. I ended up publishing his book. And basically, the story was, when he was 3 years old, obviously he was from Dublin, when he was 3 years old, his mum had contacted TB, and she's unfortunately passed away. Now, his dad was in the armed services at the time, and back then, I don't know if it's changed now, but back then they weren't allowed to look after children. So him and his brother went into a infamous now Catholic care home called the Artane in Dublin, and for 17, 18 years, the physical, mental and sexual abuse that they went through was heinous. But he'd written his book, which was called A Third of an Onion, and it was his sort of life story. And it was just amazing. But he'd wrote it in such a beautiful way. That's why I felt compelled to sort of tell his story, if you like. So anyway, a few months went by, and we published the book. And I, you know, published on a Saturday until a Wednesday. So I called him and I said to my brother as well, I'll be down at the weekend to see Martin's to see how the book does. Anyway, I couldn't make it on the Saturday, so I ended up going down on the Monday. And I remember calling him from my brother's and I said, Martin, I said, get the kettle on, I'll be down in a minute. I said, and see how this book's doing. And from the Saturday to the Monday, it had actually gone to number 1 in the bestsellers list in 4 different countries, but I didn't say anything. So anyway, I ended up rolling up to, you know, Martin's little flat or apartments in Llandudno, and we made a brew, and I said, right, come on, let's get your laptop up, you know, get your laptop up. And for years, I'm very spiritual, as most of you know now. I meditate every single day, and I kept saying, what is my purpose? What's my purpose in life? Because everything I seem to do sort of, excuse me, turns to rubbish. And I'm a good guy. Anyway, I went to Martin's, he got his laptop out, and he was like blown away. He said to me, "Well, this is my book," he said. "I can't believe it's on Amazon." He said, "It's so surreal." Now, this was the poignant moment because, you know, about 6 months before, he'd lost his wife on their wedding anniversary. And so he wasn't great mentally, but he was a lovely, lovely, lovely guy. Anyway, I said, "Yeah," I said, it's fantastic. I said, "It's, you know, wait till you get the physical copy in your hand." So we were laughing, and they said to me, and obviously I never said anything about being a bestseller. He said, "What's this little orange box, Kevin?" In his little soft Irish accent. "What's this little orange box?" I said, "What orange box?" He said, "It says number one in it." And I said to him, "Do you think you're bloody J.K. Rowling because you've written a book now?" And he proper belly laughed. We both laughed together. So I got up out of my chair, went over to, you know, his chair, and looked round the laptop, and I said to him, "Martin," I said, "I've been holding it back." I said, "I've been busting to tell her." I said, "It's gone number one in four countries already. I think it was seven eventually." And he looked at me and said, "What?" I said, "Yeah," I said, "that's what the number one is." And I'm very spiritual, and I'm a spiritual energy manager, as again a lot of you know. The energy sort of just drained out the room, and I remember him sitting back in his chair, a couple of seconds pause, and he said, "Kevin, for over 80 years, I've had this immense pain inside of me." He said, "There was stuff in that book that Maureen didn't even know about." He said, "I can go to Maureen now, pain free. Thank you for setting me free." And he started to cry, and so did I. And that was the moment that I knew, and it was 10 past 11 in the morning on the 15th of December 2013, when the universe shouted at me, "Now you know why you're here." And that's why, after all these years, I am super, super passionate about doing what I do, you know, helping people publish books and change lives. And it's not for me ego or anything, I just love helping people. Sometimes it backfires, which, you know, but that's part and parcel of life, I suppose. But that was the defining moment, 10 past 11, 15th of December 2013, when I realised that I would do this full time for the rest of my life. And I've got, you know, my rest of my life, I've got, you know, quite a few stories like that, not as strong as that, but it's great when you can help someone, when you love doing something, and you can help somebody get to that next level in their life, or get over a situation. You know, I deal a lot with mental health charities and with consultants, and they do save people's lives, physically and metaphorically. And that's why I will always, always do what I'm doing. You know, I've tried to retire a couple of times, but it's never going to happen. And I'll do this until the day I'm planted, or burnt in my case. So that is my why. So again, let me know your why. Send me, you know, keep the emails coming, and any DMs, if you go to our website, and you can leave it, or just leave it on whatever platform you're listening this to, because your why is super important. The why is why you should get up in the morning. And if you're in a situation, there's only you that can change it. There's only you that can change it. And when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you'll make them changes. And that's why I started doing these podcasts last week, because I know it's going to help people. And if I can just help one person, one a year, say, that's going to be great for me. So now you know my why. So I'm going to say, let me know yours and keep these going. So I want to just say thanks for listening again today. And I'll be back with you next week. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Corporate Crossover Podcast, Bound for Success. I want to thank you for joining us on this journey towards entrepreneurial independence. And remember, it's your determination and drive that will make you bound for success. To never miss an episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favourite platform. For more resources and to connect with us, visit our website at 10stepstobreakingfree.com. Until next time, keep crossing over and keep growing. I'm Kevin Long, signing off.